Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Kathy McDaniel, author of the book Misfit in Hell to Heaven Expat, Lessons from a Dark Near-Death Experience and How to Avoid Hell in the Afterlife. Kathy has had a near-death experience 22 years ago. She was in a drug-induced coma, and she's got some interesting things to say about the near-death experience. Most of the time when you hear about NDEs, you hear about the good stuff. But apparently, at least according to Kathy, it's not all good stuff, and Kathy's got a very interesting story to tell. Her book, Misfit in Hell to Heaven Expat, we'll talk to Kathy McDaniel about her unpleasant to pleasant near-death experience at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Youngevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team if you want to start a home-based business, if you want to be in control of your financial destiny, if you don't want to be a victim of financial circumstances, of what's going on in the world, and you want to take control of your financial life. Call 866-735-2470 for info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team link or call 866-735-2470. You can also order products off the website. You can also order products by calling 866-735-2470. Our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get to your calls next segment. Kathy McDaniel will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about her dark to light near-death experience. All right, so we've been discussing this idea about oxygen and alkalinization and enzyme activity. You've heard, most of you have heard of the idea of alkalinize or die, how acid is responsible for disease, acid blood, low pH blood is responsible for disease, and that's a bit simple-minded. It's more like dead cells cause an acidity in the blood. Poor oxygenation causes acidity in the blood, and both of those are related to the disease state. Oxygen has an alkalinizing effect. This is why respiration is so important. Respiration means oxygenation. That is alkalinization, and then blowing off carbon dioxide. Both cycles, or both phases of the cycle, are important. Blowing off carbon dioxide is blowing off acid, or carbon dioxide tends to be acid, and there's acid in our breath, in our exhale breath. And then oxygen is alkalinizing. So it's the inhale and the exhale cycle
that's important, and that's why respiration is one of the 4 points on the fourfold square of health, along with nutrition and exercise and rest. The most important aspect, in fact, of low pH blood, or at least one of the most important, is hypoxia, low blood oxygen. There's only three things a cell needs. Food, that is nutrition, nutrients, essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids, a clean environment to do its work in, and oxygen. When you have low blood oxygen and then low cell oxygen, ultimately disease results, ultimately cell death results, and then ultimately disease results. Oxygen prevents disease. Oxygen prevents cancer. This is kind of ironic in a way because we all hear about antioxidant, that is antioxidant. So it's kind of like a dual-edged sword, a double-edged sword. Oxygen prevents disease, but oxygen out of balance can be a source of oxidation and aging. Oxygen prevents cancers. Oxygen prevents infections. You can use oxygenated topical products to help accelerate healing. Ozonated olive oil, for example, can be used to accelerate healing. And, of course, oxygen is the driving force behind cellular energy. Deficiencies in cellular energy are now known to be linked to all disease. This is called the metabolic or mitochondrial hypothesis of disease. This was something that Dr. Otto Warburg recognized in the 1930s. He was focusing on cancer, and he noticed that cancer cells thrive in a low oxygen, high acid condition. When there's not a lot of oxygen present and there's a lot of acid, they both go together, of course, cancer tends to thrive. Acid is a byproduct of metabolism, and metabolism requires oxygen. Or in the cancer cell, rapidly dividing cancer cell, that is, cancer cells use sugar. Oxygen is used to produce lots of energy. Sugar is used to produce less energy, but at a higher pace, at a higher rate. That's why cancer cells have to divide so fast. All of this is to say that oxygenation is very important for cellular health, and under conditions of low oxygen, acidity is likely to accumulate. pH is likely to drop. Enzymes, this is the key right here, folks. It's the enzymes which require very narrow specifications. They have a very narrow window of environmental conditions that they work in. We talked about temperature. Temperature, as the temperature goes up, as body temperature goes up, enzyme activity increases. As metabolism goes up, temperature goes up, and enzyme activity increases. That's why slowing down the metabolism has longevity-inducing effects. Animals that have slower metabolisms tend to live longer. Animals that have faster metabolism tend to live shorter lives. Slowing down the metabolism is a great longevity strategy. Dr. Edward Howell, he didn't say this directly, but he said that enzyme activity slows down, as we have less enzyme activity, our lives become shorter. And the higher metabolism, the faster your metabolic rate, the faster your metabolism, the higher temperature, and the faster you're going to burn through your enzymes. pH is the same way. Once blood acidity starts to increase, that is, once blood pH drops, enzyme efficiency begins to suffer. And this is where alkalinize or die comes from. It's about enzymes. Alkalinization supports enzyme activity. Once the alkalinization drops, or the pH drops, our enzymes become less efficient. Digestive enzymes are especially interesting because those require a low pH for activation. Sometimes that gets confusing. People say, wait a minute, if I have to be alkaline, why do I want apple cider vinegar? Why do I want stomach acid? Well, that's because the stomach is a little bit different from the rest of the body. In fact, the stomach and the entire GI tract is separated from the rest of the body. It's kind of like a hallway that things have to enter through and get processed through before they can enter the body. So inside the stomach, you need to have acid. Outside the body, or outside the stomach, I should say, you have to have alkaline. This gets a little bit confusing. Digestive enzymes require a low pH for activation. If your stomach is not producing enough hydrochloric acid, digestive enzymes are going to suffer. Digestive enzyme efficiency is going to suffer. So outside the stomach, you want to have an alkaline pH in the blood, around 7.38, actually exactly 7.38. And inside the stomach, you need to have a low pH, somewhere around 2 or 3. Under conditions of low stomach acid but high pH, I know it gets confusing here, under conditions of an alkaline or higher pH in the stomach, you're going to be more prone towards bacterial infection, more prone towards skin disease, more prone towards autoimmune problems as well. Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Kathy McDaniel will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, Misfit in Hell, To Heaven Expat, about the dark side of near-death experiences. Kathy McDaniel at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls here momentarily, 844-236-6010. See, I want to finish a little bit talking about. I've got so much to talk about enzymes. We're going to talk about oxygenation here on our next Bright Side episode. Oxygen, as I say, has a is a double-edged sword. It has a two-sided effect. It can be very important for anti-aging and for youth promoting and for vigor and strength and the robust response of the immune system. And it can also stimulate enzymes or help enzymes work more effectively in the digestive system. Acid is important in the blood. Alkaline is important. On the skin also, by the way, acid is important. The skin has a low pH, not as low as the digestive system, but many skin diseases are associated with an elevated pH of the skin. And many skincare products actually have a high pH. In fact, most skincare products have an inappropriate pH for the skin. The skin is healthier at a low pH. When you use your cream or lotion or soap, for the most part, you're raising the pH of the skin. Just another way that skincare as we know it today is counterproductive to skin health. We'll also talk about oxygen's oxidizing effect, its rusting effect, and the necessity of antioxidants. We'll do that on our coming Bright Side episode. Get your calls here in just a sec. I read an article today about the country of Israel and its reliance on vaccines and green passes now for folks or Israelis' reliance on green passes for for them being able to go to restaurants and stay in hotels and attend various sport gatherings and religious gatherings. There's an article today that showed up on DNYUZ. I'm not sure how you say that. DNYUZ.com. DNYUZ.com. Talking about how in Israel, you can't do anything without a green pass. A green pass is a little document that you download and carry on your phone. The green pass, the so-called green pass, is a precursor to what we're all going to be dealing with, including in this country. Green pass holders get to go to restaurants, they get to travel, they get to do, it's like a double-class system. If you're not vaccinated, you don't get to travel. If you're not vaccinated, you don't get to eat in restaurants. If you're not vaccinated, you don't get to go to certain stores. That's what's going to happen here, folks. And the reason this is happening is because people, individuals, citizens are participating. They're compliant. Even people that you would think were intelligent and otherwise skeptical about the mainstream are lining up to get vaccines. I know many of them. Many of them are in longevity, lining up to get vaccines. But it doesn't really pass the critical thinking test when you think about it, or if you apply critical thinking to it, because the vaccine is not really a vaccine. You could still transmit. You can still become symptomatic. You just perhaps will have less symptoms. And the people who are complaining are being demonized as anti-vaxxers. According to this article, quote, a small but vocal minority of anti-vaxxers and others are accusing those who participate of collaborating with a discriminatory system and supporting medical experimentation and coercion. They're the wackos, the people who are accusing or who somehow look at these vaccines as being a trampling of individual rights. Well, it is a trampling of individual rights. People want to get vaccinated, that's fine. Let them get vaccinated. But you can't control people's movements, or it's not right to control people's movements or freedom of choice or ability to travel or go to various stores and conduct their lives in a normal way if they don't get vaccinated. How's that even remotely fair? Well, it's not. But that's just the world we're living in. And while it's easy to blame the bureaucrats and the simple-minded medical professionals who promote this, really, I've seen the enemy and he's us. It's the people. It's the people who aren't complaining, the people who are compliant, the people who are participating based on fear. And that's a whole other story. And we're going to get into this, some real strategies for dealing with or preventing infection that involve enzymes and involve the immune system, as we've been talking about since this whole thing began on our coming Bright Side episodes. Time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Let's go to the Truth Raider. Where has Truth Raider been here? Truth Raider in Oregon. Carl, where you been, man?
Benjamin.
Good to talk to you. I know. Yeah. I haven't heard from you for a while. What's going on?
I've been hiding. Anyway, what your analysis right there kind of sounds like the mark of the beast.
Kind of does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Can't buy, sell, or trade, or go anywhere or travel without permission unless you have the pass that you will not contribute something that's invisible that you cannot see.
Yes, right. It's invisible. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's invisible. You can't see it, but it's there, and it's going to get you unless you have your green pass, unless you get vaccinated. Yeah. Who believes this? cannot understand what alternate reality I'm living in where people actually believe this craziness.
I have a very nice next-door neighbor, and I had a good chat with him. He seems to be quite intellectual and intelligent. He has a nice wife and two little twins, a little girl and a boy, and I talk to him all the time. They're very, very nice. And he says, oh, the reason why 500,000 people have died is because they failed to wear the mask.
That's right. And you're killing people. You're killing grandpa if you don't wear the mask. You're a murderer. And by the way, I'm not saying there's no, I don't know if there is a viral and there's this virus that's out there or not. What I'm saying is, I mean, I have my suspicions, but that's not the point. What I'm saying is, it's not the government's business to control your life so that you don't get infected. It's not, that's not the role of the government, because I don't trust the government anyway. I don't trust authorities anyway. But now we have to trust them to make sure that we're not infected, or make sure that the culture doesn't get infected, or the society doesn't get infected. The real virus is the fear that's being promoted. We can deal with our own immune systems. Thank you. I don't need a green pass for, you know, or a vaccine for to be injected with some kind of genetic material to be protected. I will take care of my immune system on my own. Thank you very much, Dr. F. You should know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
I don't even like mentioning his name.
Yeah. In closing, what it all goes down to, is it individual unique cases, perhaps? Were there some, you know, overwhelming evidence to suggest that I would be a carrier or something, or I have poor health, and then, and I'm somebody who's at risk of passing it around or something like that, but they don't have any evidence of that. You know, I would have to probably come forward to say that I had something that was bad enough where I would have to take an altering DNA, RNA concoction.
Concoction is right. Experimental concoction, not just a concoction, an experimental concoction.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is absurdity. And by the way, I don't want this to be interpreted as a knock on individual physicians, because individual physicians, for the most part, are kind, well-meaning people. But their job is to alleviate suffering. That's their job. So if there's suffering, then alleviate it. But to lock us in our house and to force us to become injected with experimental concoctions, all in the name of preventing future suffering, that is a slippery slope that I don't feel like it's appropriate for us to be on. And it's really quite scary. It's like you say, the mark of the beast and all the predictions that have been going on for the last at least 30 or 40 years. I was reading David Icke in the 1990s talk about stuff like this coming up. I don't think he knew exactly how it was going to show up, but he was kind of on the forefront, and there were other people too, of course, talking about this for the past 100 years or so, what's on the way. Even the mark of the beast, I think, you know, that's biblical times. All right, Truth Raider, gotta go, buddy. Thanks for your call, man. Kathy McDaniel will be with us on The Bright Side right after this. Her book, Misfit in Hell, Expat in Heaven, coming up right after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. and Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. Hypocritical Major League Baseball says you must show a photo ID to pick up baseball tickets at all Major League Baseball parks. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Let's get a U.S.-Mexico border update with Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration. But the Florida Republican tells Fox News that there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and they start with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
We need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, but it has to be legal. We're a country of laws. Look, the Customs and Border Protection folks told us what needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies, and the policies that were in place before
right.
to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot mm-hmm. of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
The Mexico-United States border is the most frequently crossed border in the world, with approximately 350 million documented crossings annually. 14 games in Major League Baseball today. One early game at 1:10 p.m. Eastern as the Twins and Tigers go at it in Detroit. Be aware the Braves at Nationals has been postponed due to COVID-19 restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, also benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up, although that is not being updated, I should tell you. If you want updated archives, go to brightsideben.com. We also have a search engine up at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or want to review a program, you can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, and you can check out our 1,700 plus four and five star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Go to truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Truthtreatments.com for purchasing Truth Treatments and truthreviewed.com for our 1,700 plus four and five star reviews. All right, I'm really psyched to talk to our guest today, Kathy McDaniels, the author of the book Misfit in Hell, to Heaven Expat Lessons from a Dark Near-Death Experience and How to Avoid Hell in the Afterlife. When we hear about near-death experiences, a lot of times anyway, we hear about the good stuff. I've had a near-death experience. It was a good near-death experience, and we've had folks on the program before who've had near-death experiences, and it's usually good stuff. But Kathy had a very different experience, although it did get to be some good stuff. At the beginning, it wasn't. And I'm excited to hear what Kathy has to say. Her book is Misfit in Hell, To Heaven Expat. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Kathy McDaniel. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the Bright Side. So you have a very interesting story. Before we get into the dark part of it, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? And I know in your book you talk a lot about your background before you go into your near-death experience. And I think that and forgive me for just being commenting from the peanut gallery here, but it seems like some of the stuff that you went through had something to do with the darkness of your near-death experience. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? And do you agree with what I just said?
Totally. At the time, of course, I didn't know what was happening, but yes, with 20 years to look back and analyze and get input from other people who have had similar experiences, I was able to kind of figure it out, but it took a long time. I was born and raised a Catholic, and was very much so right up until the day I died, so to speak. Mm. And so what happened to me, I believe now I expected. I had been raised with the fact that, you know, short of being a Mother Teresa, everybody went to purgatory, you had your sins burned off, and then you went to heaven. That's just what happened. So in retrospect, I see that I bought that hook, line, and sinker. And so I expected to go to hell, and I did. So I made my own hell. And one of the things I've come back to say is don't give that energy any power. It doesn't exist. God does never condemn anybody, judge anybody. These are things that I've learned since then. I always knew God was made of love, and it never made sense to me. You know, then why did Jesus have to die for our sins if God forgave us everything? It was, it was always something I struggled with. So now I know that God is all loving and forgiving, and if we choose to go to hell, it's of our own making, and we have to knock it off. It's not necessary.
Do you think hell doesn't have, you don't have to wait to have a near-death experience or to have death to be in hell?
There's hell experience. Definitely. We all go through those sorts of things. We're human and we're here to learn lessons. And if everybody was perfect, there would be nothing to learn. So yes, as far as I know, we choose to come down here with the lessons we want to learn. And some of us choose to be trouble for other people so that those people can be courageous or generous or whatever. It's really kind of a selfless thing for some people to come down and be an alcoholic, for instance, or a retarded child, or these are things they choose out of love to give us a chance to be good people.
How much of hell is actual experience, is circumstances, and how much of it is perspective, or heaven for that matter?
I can only speak for myself. My experience was totally real. And when I was there, I was running for my life. And I say that because I didn't realize I was dead. It never occurred to me. I just wasn't in Kansas anymore. I woke up in this horrible situation and I just kept running for my life and being faced with these demons that wanted me to do terrible things. And I kept saying, no, I'm not going to do that. And every time I was threatened and did not conform, that made me the misfit. That's where that comes from. They'd move me to another area. And finally, I don't know if they gave up or I said the magic word or whatever, but I found myself in heaven. And when I did, it was just like they talk about, you know, the full-on love, bliss, just beauty, you know. And there was my friend who I had been nursing for 8 months that had died. And because of him and being so run down and getting pneumonia, I died. So there he was, and I couldn't have been happier. I was ecstatic, and he looked so good. You know, last time I'd seen him, he didn't look good. And That's when I thought there was something fishy going on, and I said, oh, my God, he doesn't know he's dead. And he starts laughing, and I thought, oh, there's a clue. And it dawned on me that I was in heaven, and, oh, I was so thrilled. And then he said, now, Mary Kay, you got too much left to do. And I realized I was getting booted out, and it was awful, you know. And so then I wake up, of course, in the hospital, and I just come off a ventilator. I weighed 86 pounds. I couldn't move. I had, you know, a tube in my throat. It was like, I came back for this? And how am I going to get anything done? I can't move anything but blink and move one finger. How am I going to get all this stuff done he's talking about? It was a low point in my life, needless to say. But things unraveled, unfurled, and here I am today, 21 years later, considering that experience a blessing and also wanting, being prompted, pushed into telling other people you don't have to go to hell. You know, you love God, you love your neighbor. All the things that Jesus said, all the great teachers have said, it's just that simple. I was given 8 words, you know, loving, kind, merciful, forgiving, encouraging, grateful, non-judgmental, and useful. Those came to me because I was begging God, how do I not go to that place again?
Wow.
And those were the words that came back to me. So I'm grateful. I'm very grateful.
Say those 8 words again, Kathy.
Loving, kind, merciful, forgiving, grateful, encouraging, non-judgmental, and useful.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that. That's like a credo to live by.
Well, it is. And every morning when I get up, I look at my picture of Jesus, and that's what I say. You know, Jesus, I love you, and help me to do this today.
When we come back, we got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about your Catholicism and how that fit into the experience and that how that fits into your life today. Kathy McDaniel is with us. Her book, Misfit in Hell, To Heaven Expat, Lessons from a Dark Near-Death Experience. We'll be back with Kathy McDaniel right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Kathy McDaniel. Her book, Misfit in Hell, To Have an Expat, Lessons from a Dark Near-Death Experience and How to Avoid Hell in the Afterlife. Kathy, you talk a lot about your Catholicism. And I'm one of those guys that makes it, one of those people who makes a distinction between spirituality and religion. And Catholicism strikes me as being the ultimate in a religion. How does that fit in to your near-death experience? And how do you maintain this religious perspective even after seeing, after going through all the stuff you went through?
Well, Ben, you just nailed it. I didn't do well. I have had a lot of problems when I got back. Things didn't match up with what I was taught. I started thinking a little too much about it and getting confused. It was tough for me to go to church and say the prayers over the years because my family was still very Catholic, and I didn't really know any place else to go. I hadn't met up with the people at Ions. You know what that is, of course, you remember. I haven't met up with
real quick, tell everybody about Ions, just what Ions
is. That's the International Association of Near-Death Studies. It's about 40 years old. It was founded in Seattle, right about an hour away from me. And it's an international group of people who've had near-death experiences, and they get together and swap stories, and they have science and medical people, and it's just a great place to learn, and they saved my life.
And you don't have to have had a near-death experience, by the way,
benefit from the stuff. No, if you're interested in that sort of thing. Also, other people have out-of-body experiences. You know, anyway, there's a lot of them there. So before that time, finding them, I had nowhere else to go. So it was me and God having some pretty serious talks. Mm. And it got to be so bad that when I would go to church, I would just fidget through the sermons. I would say only half of the prayers. I'd leave out sentences. And I thought, well, this is ridiculous. But I was going for communion. I was going because when I received Jesus, I'd sit there and not every time, but very often I get what I call that heaven feeling, where your being just fills up with this joy, and so much so that you've got tears running down your eyes. You can barely breathe, you know, to contain it. So I wasn't willing to give that up. That was my only touchstone to heaven. Mm. And so as that evolved and I found Ions and I got to speak with other people and learned more about the spirituality versus religion thing, I found an option. I found a direction. And it was just shortly before this COVID thing started that I just couldn't go to church anymore. I would just go to like Monday Mass, and there'd be 12 old people, me included there. And it was a real short 5-minute sermon by the deacon, who was a real human being. And I felt really good about that. And I thought, okay, I can transition to just because I can still go to communion. But then COVID came. And that's been interesting, you know, to transition. And now my parent, you know, my dad died during the COVID thing. My mom and sister got it, and I got it. And so my mother, who's 93, almost 94, still asks me, you know, did you go to church today? It's Easter. Did you go to church? And she's got some dementia, and it's really difficult to lie to her. I can't do it, so I just try and explain to her. And it's tough. My sisters are born again on top of being a Catholic, so good Lord. I mean, you know, she carries a rosary around with her. And it's been tough on family relationships, particularly.
How do you connect with God in a non-spiritual and non-religious context in this new way of looking at the world?
I think it's almost constant, just interaction, talking. We were taught that's prayer, just talking to God or talking to Jesus. Or now my dad's on the other side, I talk to him. And sure, meditation is good because it quiets you. I'm kind of a short-term meditation person, maybe 15 minutes at a time. But I think I just always feel I have one foot in that realm. I guess that's the only way. I don't feel disconnected from God anymore like I did at church.
That's great.
I mean, you had to go into church to talk to God. Now you can talk to him anytime you want.
I love that you just said that you don't feel disconnected, because religion means to reconnect. Relig means to reconnect. So it's like you found a true religion. It's like you don't have to go to church to find to be religious. You're reconnecting, or you're connecting just in your day-to-day life. And that's really powerful, I imagine.
Yeah, oh yeah. And that whole thing that you get of not being afraid to die. In fact, every time I figure that I've checked one of my things off my long list they gave me, I think, oh, I'm closer to heaven. You know, that's just wonderful. And I look forward to that now, whereas before I was always concerned about going to purgatory or hell, and I got already been there, done that, got the T-shirt. So now I know I'm not going to have to do that. And it makes your whole life a lot better.
I totally agree with you. How can somebody who has not had a near-death experience access that kind of bliss and that kind of connection that you're talking about?
Well, I've heard lately that hanging out with people who have had near-death experiences can almost be an osmosis thing for people. They get that energy. They hear what we've had to share, and it's almost like part of their soul reacts to that and says, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that, or whatever. That's, I think, important. You know, reading other people's experiences, it can't help but transform you a little bit each time, I would think.
You know, I read Ray Moody when I was a teenager. That was the first time I'd ever gotten that idea, Life After Life. And that was the first time I'd ever heard of anything about near-death experience. And there really wasn't any information out there. But now there's literally millions of accounts. Millions, literally. And peer-reviewed studies. And it's like, it's part of the zeitgeist. It's part of our reality now, near-death experiences. Yet there are still people who will say things like, oh, it's just a deprivation of oxygen, and oh, it's just drug-induced. And, you know, there's all kinds of explanations. What do you tell, how do you explain that to a skeptic? How do you explain your experience to a skeptic, if you even bother?
No, I say, this is my experience, and I'm sticking to it, basically. But you have free will. We've all got free will, and you have got the right to think the way you do, and you'll just be surprised. You'll have a nice surprise. And leave it at that.
All right. So we're running out of time here. Last question.
Okay.
How do you avoid hell in the afterlife?
You be loving and kind. If you need nothing else, just use those two words. Every day when you get up, you be loving and kind to everybody.
In your day-to-day life, be loving and kind, and then when you die, you'll be able to avoid hell?
And don't believe you're going to go to hell. Don't believe you're going to go to purgatory. You got to get that out of your head. You've got to believe in God's mercy and God's love.
And what about people who are dealing with frustration, depression, lack of connection or loss of connection, fear in this crazy time that we're living in? What do you say to people from your perspective, from your near-death experience?
From my perspective, we all chose these difficulties. So I do not feel a victim anymore. When something terrible happens to me, I think, what was I thinking when I planned that one? Ah, there must be a lesson. So if someone can understand that we are not victims here, that God hasn't punished us, if we can understand there's a lesson here, maybe you can, you know, you can turn that around a little bit and turn it into something positive.
You know, everything you're talking about is interesting because while it's connected to a near-death experience that you had, which seems otherworldly and kind of has a woo-ish kind of feel to it, it's really just the same thing that everybody's been saying from Dale Carnegie to Earl Nightingale to Napoleon Hill and Thomas Troward and Ralph Waldo Emerson. All the New Age thinkers and all the New Thought thinkers and motivational speakers, they're all saying the same thing that you're saying that you had from a near-death experience. Isn't that kind of interesting?
It is, but the truth is the truth. And God's always letting the truth kind of trickle down and to remind us we're just here for a short time to be loving and kind, learn our lessons, and go home.
Loving, kind, useful, merciful, forgiving. What am I missing here? Grateful.
Non-judgmental.
Non-judgmental. That's a big one. And my favorite, useful. You know, my favorite is encouraging. Encouraging.
Yes.
Like we want to be encouraging. We want to be a positive force and a force for good.
Right. That's beautiful stuff.
beautiful stuff, Kathy McDaniel. Thanks so much for being on the bright side. Best of luck
to you. Thank you, Ben.
And the book is available everywhere, right? Kindle, Amazon, Barnes & Noble,
right.
all the regular places. And do you have a website?
That's right. www.nameofthebook.com.
Misfit in Hell to Heaven Expat. Thanks so much for being on the Bright Side, Kathy.
Thanks, Ben. Take care.
Have a beautiful day. That's Kathy McDaniel, her book, Misfit in Hell to Heaven Expat, Lessons from a Dark Near-Death Experience and How to Avoid Hell in the Afterlife. And that's all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Don't forget to check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com to purchase Youngevity products, or even better, to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And that's it. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.